For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn. The homeless in Mendocino County have few options for shelter. The temporary winter shelters are closing soon, and in Ukiah, the police are often telling them to leave the city. More than a dozen illegal camping tickets have been issued to homeless individuals in the past 6 months. A group of about 15 recently had to vacate their campsite in downtown Ukiah near the depot the beginning of this month. Out here on their last day on a sunny morning, everyone is packing up. The police had told them they had to be out by 10 a.m. or they would be arrested. Music was blaring from the stuffed shopping cart being pushed by a young homeless woman. Close by, a man named Don in a long black leather coat was standing next to his cart, overflowing with full black garbage bags.
You've got some real nice people that are out here. I mean, you really do. But then you've got some that should be in a mental facility and they're not, and just releasing people to the streets. But it is cold out here, but you carry enough blankets. That's why I have to carry a shopping cart, because I have 3 bags plus my blankets, and that's all I have. But it's too much for me to carry on my own, especially since I'm not supposed to be lifting over 25 pounds or anything like that because of my heart.
Tanya, considered a leader in the group, calls Don her brother because they have spent so much time together on the streets. In fact, they all refer to each other as family. She is helping others take their tents down while police officers arrive. They are friendly with each other, joking around at times, and all is going smoothly. Tanya has received 2 illegal camping tickets.
I can't get another camping ticket, not when it's going to trial. So I have to go out of sight, out of mind, and go deal with the sheriff's department. Because UPD says go play with them.
What does that mean?
That means I have to go out in sheriff land, out of city limits. They tell us to come back into town, so they're playing ping pong with us.
In a conversation with Mendocino County Sheriff Tom Allman in March, Allman said they do not look forward to enforcement actions.
Because a lot of people who are homeless, their citations end up going to warrants for their arrest. They get arrested, they go to jail, and that's not the course of action that we're taking, or we like to take. What we're hoping for is that we can explain the law and we can have people move on to where they're not creating a problem. And this is a horrible part of the conversation. But when there's illegal camping, there's illegal dumping, there's human waste involved that's not disposed of in a sanitary manner, there's often animals involved, dogs that are not chained up, that are not vaccinated. And so there's some public health issues that come along with homelessness. So I'm not aware of any law enforcement agency in the county that's targeting homeless people. What we're doing is we're trying to maintain public safety. And if we come in contact with them, our goal is to offer resources to them where they can have something to eat, they can go, but to alleviate the concern that originated the call for service that started. One of the things I do want to make sure people know is if a person ends up getting arrested, the property that they're arrested with, the backpack, the clothing and so forth, we do maintain that whenever it comes to jail with them until they're released, and we give it back. We know that there's a lot of people who have nothing, and we're not trying to have them possess even less than nothing, if that's possible. It's very unfortunate when they have an animal involved, because when they have an animal involved, often that animal is taken to animal control, and then they have to pay large amounts of money to get it out from the animal shelter, which is not run by the sheriff's office. The animal shelter is part of social services. So, listen, the best thing that we as society could do is to have a free place for them to camp. But there are no free places that I know of. Because when you maintain a free place, you need to have sanitary bathrooms. You need to have some kind of pool, to where if there's a fight and someone gets thrown out, they can't come back. And on the shelters that are full, Sherry, some of the people who are homeless at the place that you talk about have been expelled from the homeless shelters because of arguments or fights or activity which is not conducive to allowing the other people to live in peace. So we're not talking about a group full of people who just want to go along with the program. Some of these people, for lack of a better word, are the troublemakers. And is it sad? Of course it's sad. Every law enforcement officer in this county has compassion and has a heart, but we're the ones who get called at the minute of last resort where there's nothing else that can be done. And so that means that there's usually a citation given, or if there's a warrant for their arrest, they're arrested. So we would like for this to be taken care of in a manner that is amicable for everyone long before someone picks up the phone and calls the sheriff's office. Homelessness is like mental health, and it's like marijuana. The more we talk about it, the closer we are to a solution. And if anybody wants to put their hand in the sand, their head in the sand, and pretend it doesn't exist, then they're a village idiot. It exists. We as society need to come up with some solution that is safe for especially the women and children that are homeless, and allow people to conduct their lives with a quality of life that they're satisfied with.
That was Sheriff Tom Allman. In some news just in, the temporary homeless shelter in Ukiah, scheduled to close Saturday, will remain open through the end of the month. This concludes part 4 of the KZYX series, Hearing from the Homeless. For KZYX News, I'm Sherry Quinn.